to Libya now, where one of the headlines this morning is an accidental strike by a NATO drone attack killing some of the rebels. Fighting in Misrata appears to be continuing, and that's where this latest report comes from. BBC reporter John Sudworth traveling through the rebel-held east of the country, filing this dispatch.
2 months ago, the people of this city rose up against the 42-year rule of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. And there is a sense in the cafes and on the streets that people here still can't quite believe it. We've been given our first sniff of freedom, this man tells me. For the city of Benghazi, this is still a moment of exhilaration. If you walk along the seafront on the promenade, there are families out, many people holding the new flag of Free Libya.
I gave message Muammar Gaddafi. Muammar Gaddafi, no humanity. No humanity, Muammar Gaddafi.
Just down the road there is the old Interior Ministry building, now being used as a media centre, and all the time, as you can hear, bursts of sporadic celebratory gunfire. The rebels have won international support for their attempts to set up an interim government here in Benghazi. They face enormous challenges in moving beyond the current military stalemate with Colonel Gaddafi's forces in the West, and also in simply administering daily life. At this refugee camp, one of the group of children playing football has his arm in a sling.
My name is Nasser.
Nasser. How did you hurt your arm?
I
was running downstairs when the bombing started, and I tripped and broke my arm, he tells me. I was imagining people dying, losing their hands and legs, he says. That's why I was so scared. And this is what the city of Ajdabia, that many of the refugees in this part of the country have left behind. It's deserted, empty of life, apart from the rebel checkpoints. The homes and shops here all boarded up, many damaged and fire-blackened by the fighting. At the moment, the front lines, Gaddafi's forces, are some 40 kilometres or so to the west of here. But of course, the fighting could return at any time. Along the road southeast from Ajdabia, we find another refugee camp. This one much more desolate, where people have found shelter in disused half-built houses. Dr. Mohammed Dayeldin Hassan is an Egyptian GP, and while a sandstorm rages outside, he is struggling to run a small clinic, looking after the needs of more than 1,000 Libyan refugees.
I am busy from 8 morning till midnight. All of time I am working.
What about nutrition and food? Are they getting enough to eat?
I think now there is malnutrition.
There is malnutrition?
Yes, really malnutrition. It is not so good.
Who is to blame for what is happening to these people?
To blame? I blame Gaddafi. Really, I will blame him for the problem of those people. Because of the war and fighting and gun and, so they are outside their homes. He is responsible about this.
Voices from the war in Libya. That's BBC reporter John Sudworth traveling through the rebel-held east of the country near the bitterly conflicted city of Misrata.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.